So, yeah, so that's that. Anyway, so 10by10labs.com, thank you for that. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Brilliant. We'll talk about
great,
that some more later.
Great business.
Yeah. Come on in. Lobsters.
Well. Hey,
for the listener that doesn't remember, it was Jules's 21st birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, Paul.
Ah, thank you.
You're a Leo, aren't you?
Yeah, David has just fixed my headphones.
He's turned you up.
He turned me up. Thank you.
Thank you, Wimble.
It always helps. Thank you. No,
are you turned on?
I feel so much better now. I've joined the world. I've been down. I'm here. I'm cooking on gas now.
I've got some
idea what's going on. I was looking perplexed.
Yeah, now he's looking...
I'm all chirpy and cheerful now.
Yeah.
I can turn you off now. No, anyway.
It's been done.
No, lobsters. Yeah. I expected...
You wanted to come dressed up as a lobster.
I was going to come dressed as a lobster. Yeah. I expected you to look like a lobster.
Yes.
Because I thought what would happen is... I don't mean to denigrate Jules.
Because
I love her dearly, listener. But I did expect her to get incredibly rat-arsed.
Yes.
And fall asleep on the beach in all that sun we had on Saturday. Mm. And she kept talking lobsters and I thought, she's going to go pink. But she's just got a nice, healthy glow. Yeah,
that's not
so. Come on, tell us about Hilda Marie's and lobster.
Because Serenity Becker, Rebecca Nutt of Serenity's Whale Club, gave me some Gino Factor 30 to wear.
She gave you what?
Gino.
G-U-I-N-O-T. Gino's a lizard, isn't it?
No, Gino is a lovely makeup company, and they do sun cream. So it's a glow. But yeah, anyway, I have to say that Hilda Marie was amazing. She arrived, she brings tablecloths, there was no work at all. Nina and my new husband, Gavin, went in the kitchen, and Hilda Marie had this huge box of lobsters. I think there were 10.
Were they live?
Marching around. One of them attacked Nina, so she got attacked by a lobster.
Is that right, Gavin? Yeah.
I heard a shriek. And so then she got her own back with a mallet. I mean, sorry, if you're a vegetarian listening, you might want to just turn off, go and put the kettle on. So she got it with a mallet. I came in, because I was supposed to stay at the kitchen,
all right.
And there was sort of lobster juice all up the kitchen and all over my liquidizer where Nina had got her own back on. I think his name was Henry, that one. And then Gav, my new husband, there were two left in the box. The others were being boiled. Shay Serkin said, oh, I can hear them, you know, screaming, I'm sure. And I said, you can't, but he could. And there were two left, and my new husband said, he was being a lobster, and he said, I don't think we're going to make it, Harry. Only the others have been taken out, and they ain't come back yet. And then we got quite emotional. I wonder whether we shouldn't eat them.
You're not telling me you released the two back into the wild?
We thought about it.
And then ate them.
They were so nice. They really were nice. And that was a very slimming meal, Mr. Andrews.
I'm sure it was, but we've now lost 3/4 of our listeners due to the animal cruelty just described by Jules. Anyway, so you had a lovely time.
It was fantastic.
I'm sorry I couldn't join you.
I'll do it all again next year.
Yeah. As you know, I was moving my eldest into his new house.
Half your leg off.
I took half my leg off by dropping a chest of drawers on it. But we did get him in eventually, but it took hours and hours
and hours. Did you play that song?
Which one?
Right, said Fred.
Yeah,
you
have
to take the daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he just kept on shouting at me.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm getting old. I can't lift things like he can. You know,
John,
my kids, they're both massive. You know, they're both huge, muscly things. And
outrageous.
Yeah, I was trying to get things up the stairs. Anyway, we got him moved in eventually. So, cool. Hey, listen, listeners, we're going to try an experiment.
Oh.
You can call us.
Oh, yes.
On 01-303-874-998.
It's not written on the wall
yet. It's not written
yet.
Anywhere. It's in my head.
Tell me again.
01-303-874-998.
Yeah.
874-998.
Okay.
And you can call us and we might even be able to hear you. I can't guarantee it, but we'll give it a go.
And are you going to announce who our guests are?
I'm going to tell you who our guests are.
Go on.
We're going to be joined by Mr. Ken Lloyd. Of Charisma Design, and then the lovely Dawn Russell of Dawn Russell Consulting, who are both in the studio with us. Hi, guys. They'll shout out. Cool. They're going to be joining us for the rest of the day.
Real people.
They're real people.
In the studio.
Doing real things. Yeah. So that'll be good. You can also tweet us. We've got a live Twitter feed. I just kind of glanced at the Twitter screen, and I've already missed, although I'm going to go back to them, but we've already had 15 tweets. So... I need to crack on with that in a moment.
That's because I was rambling on about lobsters.
Yeah, you were. No. It was very interesting, Jules, and we needed to catch up on that.
Yeah.
And For a woman of your age, I don't. No, ooh, no, 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 I don't go. No, I won't go there.
You.
I won't go there.
I shall pull your mic out.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, you're listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 29th.
It's the only business show for Kent.
It's the only business show in the United Kingdom that focuses on small and medium-sized enterprises.
Yeah.
And I've now had that confirmed by a number of radio executives who have been talking to me about various things radio, who say there is nothing else like it. there wouldn't be really, would there? Could there possibly be anything else like this?
But, you know, we're getting people that are now demanding to come on the show, aren't
absolutely,
we?
Absolutely,
yeah. There's been
a
huge change. I get emails saying, can we please come on the show?
Yeah, I'm getting more and more people asking to sponsor the show, which is lovely because I need the money.
And we had lovely Samsung Gas, didn't we?
We did, yeah. And, you know, All
the
Health Matters, Telcare, loads of companies have sponsored it. And I've got a list of people now waiting to sponsor the show.
Yep.
Which is really great, because I was going broke. But
I
anyway,
don't feel sorry for you,
no,
frankly.
I know.
You're and far too frivolous.
I know. And now we're ensconced in our new, lovely, bright, shiny, spanky new studio.
Little Swedish
which is
cabin, listeners. A little log cabin.
Yeah, but it's much nicer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a smart log cabin.
So we're still finding out how to work everything, but hey, that's part of the
fun. But you never did know.
I never knew anyway, so I've only been doing this 2 years. Why would I know?
Exactly.
Exactly. Do you know what, though?
I
think we'll do a couple of tweets and then some emails.
What have you got?
I've got a new listener.
Quelle horreur.
Yeah, the Sweet Tree Company, and I think they're in Broadstairs or somewhere in the Thanet area. Hello, Vanilla Web. That's me, Vanilla Web, by the way.
Yes, without me.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I've just started out, so a shout-out would really help. So, the only thing I can shout out at the moment is their Twitter handle, which is at the Sweet Tree Co. So that's at the Sweet Tree Co. If whoever that is would like to email me or, tweet me their website address, I'll give that a shout.
So what do you reckon? Are they a sweetie shop or a tree surgeon?
No, I think they're a sweet shop. And because they follow me on Twitter, they just followed me this morning. I had a quick look at them.
Mm.
And what they do is they provide sweet trees and fruit trees. You know, like for parties and things like that, it's like an ornamental thing. Do you get the concept?
Yeah, I am now.
Yeah, it's like a thing that they arrive with at a party and it's got sweeties attached
to it. Right, a bit like a chocolate fountain.
Exactly,
I knew that.
Exactly, something like that.
And you would want a licorice tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Your own licorice tree.
Exactly, why would you want anything else?
Exactly.
Right.
I would. I'd want sort of chocolate bonbons.
Cool. Blimey. Anyway, I need to rush through these because they're disappearing off the screen at a fantastic rate. Okay, look, so you got your wish, Janice Watton.
Hello, Janice.
Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin.
I prefer it the other way around, Janice. J becomes before P after all.
Yeah. So, there you go. Shall I not read it out then?
No, until
she's got
it
right. Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so I'm tuned in and ready to take part in some tweeting. Can you start early?
Is that Janice?
Yeah. So that's for Janice. And then Abbott Spartan Hotel has just started to have a conversation with the rest of the tweeters talking to this show and ignoring us. And they're just saying, ooh.
It's the only way.
This is to the Sweet Tree Company. Ooh, do you do all those yummy retro sweets?
Mm.
And then we've got Team X Procure. Do you remember Hannah?
Yes, Hannah, the lovely.
Yeah, she was
she's
on the show.
She's got the best job in the world.
Absolutely, yeah. She's tweeted. Nigel, Hannah and Daphne are all flying off to different parts of Asia this week for product sourcing jobs.
Yeah.
So they're all over Asia. So if you need any product source, get in there quickly. That's Team X Procure. Don't do the accent.
Oh no, is it Brant?
It's Brant. Don't do the accent.
He's definitely from New Zealand.
He's definitely from New Zealand.
Yeah. Fish and chips.
No, that's Irish.
No, fish and chips.
That's Irish.
Pin and pin.
That's Irish.
Sheep and sheep.
No, that is Irish. When
Brant
is next on the show, we're going to have lessons, because I'm so fed up with your rotten New Zealand accent. It sounds like an Irishman strangling a South African.
It doesn't.
It does.
Ask him to say pin and pin.
No, it doesn't.
There's no difference.
You're right, Brant.
Are you right? That is so Neighbours. You sounded like...
That is...
You sounded like Jason Donovan.
You don't know. That's the south side of Tasmania, that is. I'm an expert on that. That's the nearest you can get to New Zealand without being in New Zealand.
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, anyway, Brant says...
what's he saying?
To Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin, in that order.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Happy Tuesday, Business Bunker peeps. So thank you for that,
When's
Brant.
When's he coming on?
It's a couple of weeks' time he's due on again. I can't remember exactly what date, but towards the end of June, I think. Oh, and the Sweet Tree Company have been answering our questions. We certainly do supply retro sweets. We try hard to source the exact sweets our customers ask for.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Licorice, please.
And licorice, and licorice.
Yeah, and more licorice, and a bit of licorice.
Actually, licorice is good for you.
Yeah, I know, that's why
it's
I eat
a tonic.
It. I wouldn't eat it for any other reason. What would you, what am I, greedy?
Well, it has been said.
Yeah. Billy Dean?
What's Billy Dean? No, I have a soft spot for Billy Dean.
Billy's really nice.
Yeah.
And tuned into Vanilla Web and Jewel Circuit, to the Business Bunker. Nice to take a break from Sage. Yeah. So, he's having a listen to the show. Billy, welcome to the show. Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
Are you listening on your phone, Billy?
Oh, yeah, because he does that.
He does, yeah. He knows how to use the technology properly.
Well, he's very techie.
Yeah.
He also looks like a pop star.
Yeah, he does. And he's an actor. Do you know that?
Yes, with Mark Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
They're thespians.
They are. Well, I don't know about that. I hadn't heard that rumour.
Might be the way they walk.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that rumour, but I know they're actors.
It's the arms link that gives it away.
Yeah, yeah.
And the false eyelashes.
This is a business show.
Oh, yeah.
Decorum. Thank you. Alex Waterton of F Keys.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah. Stop, listen, connect. To the Business Bunker Show. Mm. I like that.
I like his
That's
strap.
Catchy, isn't
your
it?
New strap line.
Yeah, I think I might steal that, Alex. Stop, listen, connect.
Yeah.
To the Business Bunker Show with Vanilla Web online now. Good. And James Alcock, that's another new listener. Hi, looking forward to a shout out for us here and at Pandemic P-Ball. Blimey.
P-Ball?
Hoping to open in the very near future. That's a Twitter handle, and it's at PANDEMICPBALL.
Is James Alcott with two L's or one?
One.
Okay, and it's PANDENIC.
Right, okay, and I'm getting another...
You've lost that now, haven't you?
No, because I've just had a tweet saying there's technical hitches and you're going off and on.
Oh.
And that was a while ago. That was from Telcare. Lisa, if it's still playing up, can you tweet me again and let me know? Because
I've waved in the wimble.
We think it's all working, okay.
I'm slightly muffled, but I think that's just the sound.
I think it's okay. I don't.
Apparently we're going off and on, Mr. Wimble.
Probably their computer's buffering.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
It's your buffering, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, you're buffering. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to do
that.
It's
probably one of their goats.
Could be.
That's
yeah,
what they
Clarence.
Do. Yeah.
Could be Clarence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clarence,
you know,
and Chloe.
Headbutting.
Clarence and Chloe just sat on the broadband.
Have you noticed, though, because we've got this track record of Car Crash Radio, the listener always immediately thinks it's us.
Yeah.
Even then when it might be them. Have you guessed the mystery word yet, Lisa?
Anyway. We think we're okay. If anybody else is experiencing problems, please tweet and let us know. But as far as we can tell here, everything's working okay.
We're all worried now.
But yeah, no, we're probably just talking to ourselves. It's probably just us.
I might just go and have one of Dawn's waffles.
Really?
Well, if we're not on air,
might as well just have a waffle. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what we normally do.
I would have bought you a lobster, you know.
Would you?
I would have done, but Ken and I ate.
Yeah.
We did eat eight lobsters.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, Janice, Jules, just so you know, I'm about to tuck into salt and pepper squid from Smokehouse with the team at Castlewood Hotel.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Now, they're just being horrible now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell people I'm on a diet, and what do? They tweet me loads of stuff about food.
Squid is very good for you. It's pure protein and no fat.
Yeah.
As is lobster.
Yeah, but it's the chips that you have to eat with it.
Yeah.
And the mayonnaise.
That, and the bread that you mop up.
And the garlic mayonnaise. And the garlic bread. Stop it. Mm. Look, I've got 50 more tweets. We're never going to get through all of these. And we haven't done any emails yet. And I'm already late playing the first tunage. So let's do a couple of emails. We do want to hear from you, the listeners out there, the businesses of Kent, on 01303 874998. Do give us a call. Try us out. You know, we might as well go for a complete technology meltdown.
Got one here from Bob Leroy. Hello, Bob. The Whitstable radio guru. He says that premier local car and van hire company, Victoria Hire, are flying the flag for Red Sands Radio. This year, the Victoria Hire fleet of vans will be embellished with Follow Us and Listen to Red Sands Radio. That's on 87.9 FM. And they'll have the logos on the side. Victoria Hire Managing Director Edward Bolland said... Victoria Garage has been centre of the coastal towns, community servicing locals' vehicles since 1950, and the Victoria Hire wing of the businesses started in 1985. So it makes perfect sense for us to support what is now the only radio local radio option in the coastal towns.
Do you know, that's really funny. Ooh. It's another one of those spooky coincidences.
It's spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're getting more and more like Dame Edna when you...
I am.
Spooky.
Yeah, yeah. Derek Ancora or whatever.
Tell me why it's spooky.
Do you know why it's spooky? Because
why?
Guess where the only place in Kent I could hire Jamie's removal van was for last weekend?
Not Victoria
Hire. It was Victoria Hire.
That is spooky.
That is really weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Whitstable. I mean, it's just... they were the only... I rang every hire company in Kent and they were the only ones that had a van.
Is this because you left it till sort of 5 to 9 in the morning that you were moving?
Exactly.
To do it.
Yeah. It was, Jamie, have you ordered a removal van? Ah, there's days yet. Jamie, have you ordered a removal van? There's days yet. Oh, Dad, I can't find a removal van.
I think you've been too nice to that boy.
Yeah, obviously.
Get him up the chimney.
Yeah, exactly. Back up the chimney where he belongs.
Can I just say that Red Sands Radio launches on the 30th of June on 87.9 FM and online at www.redsandsradio.co.uk. Well done, Bob. They had a great year last summer, and they'll be supporting the Whitstable Oyster Festival and everything that goes on in Whitstable.
Fantastic.
So well done to them.
Yeah, well done, Bob. That's good stuff. Red Sands Radio, give it a listen during the summer.
Yeah.
Well worth a listen.
Yeah,
yeah, good lads. I got a couple of very quick emails, and then we need to crack on.
Mm-hmm.
Kent's Very Berry Vodka launch in Tenterton.
Ooh.
At Liquid Pleasure.
Ah.
On this Friday. And this Friday in Tenterton is late night shopping night in lieu of the, or in whatever the word
late
is.
Late night shopping in the loo?
No, no. Late night shopping in support of the Queen's Jubilee bank holiday weekend.
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 da.
Right.
And they have late night shopping on Friday and Saturday night this weekend. All the shops are open till late and you can pop in and out and get a nibble to eat and a little drinky poo. And all the rest of it. But Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street are staging the launch of Kent's very own Very Berry Vodka.
I want to try some of that.
Yep, so get along to that at any time on Friday evening and try some of that.
And I have to say, boys, Beaujolais boys, that your Stanley Estates wine was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Did you enjoy it? Did it go with the lobster?
I did.
A good choice then?
It went with a few of the lobsters. Yeah.
Was it a good choice?
Fabulous choice.
Was it a good choice?
Was
yours?
It by you?
No, I was trying to take the credit, but Ian chose it for me.
But my new husband has pointed out something.
Mm.
Well, as they gave you that wine,
yep.
You still owe me a bottle of wine.
I do, actually.
Really?
I actually bought one to bring over with me on Saturday and then left it at Jamie's.
Oh, well, so I'm going round to Jamie's.
That would have gone by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one last quick email and then we need to crack on. Don't forget, you can still win a free stand space in the Startup Zone at the Kent and Medway Business Show on the 3rd of July at the Ashford International Hotel. If you're a startup business less than 2 years old, if you go to the following website, www.auratech, that's auratech.co.uk/B2B, you can stand a chance of getting a free stand in the startup area at the Kent and Medway Business Show on the 3rd of July at the Ashford International Hotel. That's sponsored by Auratech.
Well done, Dan. That was
Danny
Eels
and the guys at Auratech. Yep, so that's really cool.
So what was the date of the Kent Medway Business Show?
3rd of July at the Ashford International Hotel in Ashford, surprisingly.
So pop onto their website and you'll get details there of their competition.
Yep. We're still waiting for our first call. Somebody brave enough to make a call into the studio.
To see if it works.
And get cut off and see if it works. So you can call us on 01303...
874-998.
998, well done. Cool.
I knew that.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play some tunage.
What you got?
Do you know what I got?
I hope it's something summery, Mr. Andrews.
It's not actually.
Oh, no.
It's something...
It's not a Christmas carol or something.
No, it's not a Christmas carol, but it's an Oasis track.
Right.
Yeah, but it's one of the lesser known Oasis tracks.
Darling.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you have a listen to this.
Let's go with it then, see what it is.
take the time to make some sense of what you wanna say, and cast your words away upon the waves, and sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today. And as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Sing it loud, sing it proud today. And then dance if you want to dance. We ain't gonna take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they want to go.
Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey there, welcome back. That was a bit of Oasis Master Plan.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I liked that.
Did you like that?
That was talent.
I've had a tweet as well from Orbital Connect.
Yeah.
It says, Vanilla Web, Oasis.
Yeah.
Best band of all time. And Master Plan, according to Noel, that would be the Gallagher brother, yeah, is the best song he's ever produced.
I have to agree. That was really, really good.
It's a really nice track. It's one of my favourites.
You know what it's made me feel like, though?
What's that?
Well, sort of Beaujolais Boy, Stanley Estate, Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but just breathing makes you feel like that.
Bit of Lobster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of put me in that chilled mood.
I am absolutely astonished
Are you?
That you feel the need to eat and drink. And it's just such a revelation to me, Jules. It's unbelievable.
Dawn's bought lovely waffles in.
I know.
Cakes and biscuits.
We do waffle well on this show, don't we?
We do. You said that once before. I didn't find it funny the first time.
No. Well, I'm just trying it again to see, you know.
Yeah. Sorry. Not funny.
No. Oh, I'll read some more tweets then.
Go on then.
We've got Oratech, who I talked about
the
just
lovely
before
Daniel.
The tunage, yeah. Businesses out there only have until the 15th of June to enter into the competition. So you've only got a couple of weeks left, folks. Go to
and
the website.
It's not a very difficult competition.
No, it's not.
It's
no,
worth
no,
having a go.
Yeah, yeah, it's really easy. They're trying to populate with startups. They're trying to give startups a leg up, and what a great idea. And it's all sponsored by Oratech, so, you know. Do go on, go to their website and sign up for it.
I think it was just why you deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why your business deserves it. So that's fairly. Yeah.
And we've had a clarification tweet.
Have we?
Yeah, from Pandemic Paintball.
Right.
That's what it is, Pandemic Paintball. Vanilla Web High looking for a shout out for us here at Pandemic Paintball, hoping to open in the near future. They're in Thanet. So that's okay. Pandemic Paintball.
So is that one of those, you know, when you go on those business things, bonding?
Yeah. We ought to do a business bunker one.
Yeah, let's.
I can shoot you with paint.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Cool.
I'll shoot you with lobster juice.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think...
It was all up my walls in my kitchen, that lobster juice. Tell
him. You'll like this one, Jules.
Will I?
Yes, yeah, from Hula.
Oh, hello, Hula.
Hulia.
Hulia.
Yeah.
Eshak.
Yeah. Now, Hulia Gray.
Yeah, she's got to teach me some more...
Turkish,
yeah. Eshak is Turkish.
Well, listen to what she says.
Yeah.
Hi, Jules, and her little helper, Paul. Is that better?
I love that.
Yeah.
In fact, you do look like a little elf today in what you're wearing.
She says, I just wanted to know if anyone has a workable answer to the cookies law that came in this week. There are a few things that you can do about it. If you actually... No, not those kind of cookies. Oh, you set her off now, Hurley. She's just stuffed three cookies... She's got a tin. Dawn, one of our guests later on in the show, has bought a tin of cookies in, and Jules has just eaten three to prove how to handle cookies.
Yeah, they're not just any.
And she got them all in her mouth at the same time.
They're Tivoli cookies.
They're Tivoli cookies. Anyway, yes, there are ways of handling cookies. If you go to my website, julesinkent.com, we have a new cookie statement on there, and there's some links in that that tells you how to find out how to manage cookies, and there's a few other places you can find out. So do that. I've got an email to read out.
Before you do that, I'm just going to make one complaint, Mr. Andrews.
Just one?
I don't think much of the aircon in here.
Do you not?
I preferred it last week when we had the window open, fresh air.
Do you know? Well, I can feel it. I can feel it blowing down the back
so
of my neck.
Down
so
the
it's
back.
Just you lot.
So I'm full of hot air.
You're full of hot air, and I've got a chill down the back of my neck.
Mm. Well, I'm not impressed with it at all.
Okay, well, we'll complain to the management.
Go on.
I've got an email to
read out.
Great show, Paul. Great show,
Hello.
Paul. Yeah. It's a real benefit to the SME community. Just to say that AppCloud is offering SMEs in Kent a free audit of their businesses to help them understand what the cloud can do to increase productivity and profits. Just email info@theappcloud.co.uk, referencing free audit, and we'll get in touch to arrange a convenient time. Would appreciate you putting AppCloud web link on the Business Bunker website. We will indeed,
yes.
Steve. Everything you hear on this show goes onto the show website, so all the links, all the email addresses, all the phone numbers that you want to follow up with will be on the Business Bunker website later on. And that is from Steve McQueen. Sorry, Steve, I couldn't resist that. That's from Steve McQueen of the App Cloud.
Oh, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman,
yeah.
Robert Redford.
Yeah.
I tell you, they don't make them like that anymore.
Nah.
They really don't.
So that's Stephen McQueen, www.theappcloud.co.uk. So
actually,
go on and get your free audio.
Robert Redford is still gorgeous, even in The Horse Whisperer. He's still gorgeous in that. Have I bored you?
Yeah.
Is it Stephen with a V or a PH?
PH.
PhD.
So,
what, can you stop shuffling, Mr.
Sorry, I'm checking. Well, don't ask me a question. I'm answering her.
Shall I read something?
Yeah, that will help.
Okay, lunchtime at the Elwick Club. There's an invitation for Bunker listeners. It's an informal networking event with Wilkins Kennedy, FKC, and HR Go, PLC, at the Elwick Club. It's on the last Monday of each month. Enjoy a relaxed, free networking event that's designed to unite businesses in Ashford. There's Kim Farrington, who's the manager of Wilkins Kennedy, Donna Popman, who's the manager of the Elwick Club, and Tony Locke, the branch manager of HR Go Recruitment. So that's, again, on the last Monday of every month, lunchtime at the Elwick Club.
Cool. I've had a tweet from John Marshall Redding and Nick Green.
Hello. Oh, the lads.
Yeah, yeah, the lads. Yes. Yeah, they've added Cobra Risk to Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Cobra guys have added their Cobra_Risk to Twitter, so you can follow Cobra_Risk on Twitter now.
And can you tell them that I will answer their email? I just haven't had time, and I'm very rude, and I'm sorry.
You want to watch that, and they'll send the boys around.
I know, they will, but I always feel safe when I'm in the middle of them,
don't you? They're big guys, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They are. I'd like to go on the back of one of their bikes.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride pillion.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Cool. Good. Right. Do you know what I think we'll do?
Should we wheel out Mr. Lloyd?
I think it's about time we spoke to our first studio guest, Mr. Ken Lloyd of Charisma Design.
He's sort of chortling there in the corner.
Yeah,
he's looking slightly hysterical, actually.
Yeah, he's looking all laid back and, you know, what...
Hello, Jules. Hello, Paul. Good to be here with you.
Hi, Ken. It's lovely for you to join us. Thank you for joining us on the show.
It certainly is.
I know you've been on the show before, but that was quite a long time ago. So just remind our listeners a bit about you and your background and what you do, Ken.
Okay. I'm a graphic designer, but that covers an awful lot of ground, really. Background, I originally went to art college and trained as something called a technical illustrator, and that gave me the skill to draw things like cutaway drawings of engines and mechanical things. And after qualifying in that, I worked for a while for the Ministry of Defence.
Right, okay.
Working on guided missile projects and that sort of thing, a bit like doing sort of workshop manuals for how to use a sea dart or something, you know.
Blimey.
Which was good fun. But
yeah. I could win the paintball with one of those, couldn't I? You wouldn't stand a chance. Me and Ken have got the sea dart.
But to be honest, the technology was changing. I mean, I'm talking about days we were still using pens that you put ink in,
right,
and drawing on sort
how
of.
How did that work then?
you have a quill.
Weird.
They got it changed, but drawing on things like linen and bits of board, you know.
Right.
But it was a great grounding in learning how to look and see and observe things. And I did find that I relatively quickly moved out of doing that and into more of the design field, working with small design groups locally where I lived at the time, which was up in the Sidcup area.
Right. Oh, I know it well.
No, Sidcup.
I know Sidcup well.
And Bromley and all.
Yeah, well, I used to work in Lewisham, so... Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, for many, many years.
Oh, and I did actually work for a place up on Blackheath, actually, which was rather nice for a time. Yeah. But I quite liked what I was doing, and I was moving away from doing illustrating work and into more sort of what we used to call paste-up work, which was, before computers, the old technology of cutting bits of paper out, basically, and sticking them in other bits of paper to make up artwork for press ads and that sort of thing, and brochures, and
cool.
Of course, that's how it all was done.
Right.
And I actually moved jobs quite a few times in those years, and made the move to London, and found myself working really, I personally think, at the best time in advertising in London, for the best agencies, with the best clients, on the best work and the best of everything, and absolutely loved it.
I'm getting a feel that you kind of enjoyed it a bit, Ken.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. It was probably just sort of after the Mad Men era finished, you know, but it was great fun. But of course, back in 1991, 2003, the technology changed hugely. Saw the first Apple Mac, and I, in double quick time, I found myself out of London and retraining as an Apple Mac designer and working for myself. And in 1993, I started working under the name of Charisma, and have been doing so ever since, and absolutely love it. The work I do is very, very varied. I work with fantastic people most of the time. The work I do basically splits down into two different categories. One part of my work is working for other designers, other agencies, design groups, that sort of thing, on their clients' work.
Right.
And the other side of the ball is working directly for my own clients.
Right.
And amongst those, I do quite a lot of work for very long-standing clients in Nigeria,
right.
Lagos-based, in the pharmaceutical field, doing packaging design mainly.
Okay.
And also soap products. I had to go out there to visit them a few years ago. That was quite an interesting.
I bet it was.
An interesting trip, but I was really, really well looked after. But
it's not. I'm just. That's kind of permeating its way through my brain. That Nigerian soap products. I'm not entirely familiar with that.
Well, this was in a place called Abba, which is on the South Cameroon border. So
right.
We had to go to Port Harcourt first and then drive.
Oh, blimey.
A safari, you know.
Right.
But it was very interesting. But the interesting thing was, it made me query how I'd been able to do it for so long before without actually going on site to
right.
these places and seeing how it actually worked.
Mm.
But that's one very, very good client for me. Also doing a fair bit of work for Royal Mail.
Right.
On about five or six mail centres at the moment, mainly
okay.
doing design and print for health and safety signage. So
right, okay, yeah.
Anything that goes on the floor, on the wall, or on the ceiling, or hangs from the ceiling, we're looking after for them. And,
does that include Jules?
It could do, yeah. We haven't discussed it yet, Jules, have we?
She has a tendency to hang from ceilings on her wilder days.
Oh, dear, I haven't seen that one. But also working on some very nice projects with a photographer, friend and client based in Mallorca.
You're a bit of a photographer yourself, aren't you? No?
I very much enjoy it, but... probably keen amateur, you might say.
Yeah, sure.
But
aren't we all?
But you know, what you have to do these days, you've got to wear many hats, haven't you?
Absolutely.
In the old days, where work was split up into really specific categories, you know, I found I had a need to do my own photography for certain clients, and always enjoyed it. And I had started to get my skills better so that I could upload to. iStock photo to start with. One
right,
of his
okay.
micro
I think you'll
stores.
Find that Ken is being very modest because
I think he is
he's
as well.
His paintings as well. He's a very accomplished artist. He's just had an exhibition at the Horsebridge.
He's a painter, is he?
Yeah.
Good.
Not that
my gutters.
Type.
Oh.
No, not
yeah.
you, Lex.
Oh.
Your gutters.
My gutters need some paint on.
How
They're
did
flaking.
I know where you were going with that? But he's a very accomplished artist.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. I want to come back to what you first said, though. What did you first say about Ken?
Oh, I can't remember. He's my drinking partner.
No. We know that. No, you were saying when you were going through his list of skills, you were talking about him hiding his light under a bushel with some of the other things that he'd actually done in terms of his design work.
Well, I would say that he used to work for Saatchi & Saatchi.
Were you his agent?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jules.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Thank
but he does slip me the old bottle of wine. But he did, no, because I've had many an evening with him talking.
I know you have.
And Saatchi & Saatchi and Young and Rubicon. Now, you've seen the musical...
Let him tell us.
You've seen the musical Billy Elliot.
I have, yeah.
You know the Labour Isn't Working.
Yeah, yeah.
Ken was one of the team that worked on that.
Ah, right, okay.
The Maggie Thatcher.
Right, okay.
Back to you, Ken.
Yeah.
I couldn't have him saying that.
Thank you, Jules. I was really enjoying that.
I couldn't have him saying that he's an amateur photographer
very kind,
because he's not an amateur photographer. Yeah. His work is stunning.
But to be honest, I have got a great advantage in as much as.
You've got talent.
Getting into the business.
Yeah.
Before the computer technology changeover, it did actually give me training in the skill to actually draw, see. When I'm designing, I mean, my favourite place to be is on the sofa with a pad of paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
yeah.
television on and just sort of sketch, you
yeah.
know. Sometimes I'll go straight onto the computer, but somehow I just enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting a magic marker out or a pen or whatever and doing it that way, you know.
And that's an incredible talent. I mean, you know, and that's what marks people out, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, more and more people can do stuff that's computer-based because, you know, you're just taking templates in a large...
The thing, Paul, as well that happened was I say, don't throw the baby out with the dishwater, and there was an awful lot of valuable skill that went down the drain, basically, when computers took over, and it's taken a long while for some of the knowledge to be relearned, you might say.
Right,
because... we all know with a computer, you know, it only does what you ask it to, basically.
Yep.
And having said that, I mean...
While you're talking, I'm just looking through some of Ken's portfolio here, and I've just got to the one for Pretty Polly Tights. And,
the legs.
I lost the track. I lost track. Sorry,
Ken.
Listener,
if you're wondering...
I'll show you some more later.
Yeah.
It's black tights with black stilettos, and they are such boys, really.
Yeah.
I know. That's cool. But,
You can't take the boy out of Bermondsey, can you?
No, that's true.
I've
never been to Bermondsey, so it's not a problem for me.
Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah. Oh, Bermondsey?
No.
It was somewhere like that.
Bermondsey's in South London. I'm not from South London.
Where are you from, then?
I'm from West London.
Whereabouts?
Power to the people. Come the revolution.
Oh,
Tooting Popular Front.
Wolfie, Tooting.
Yeah, I'm from Fulham. Yeah.
Wolfie.
But, sort of going back to what I'm to now, I mean, I'm getting old, you know, I talk in the past, don't I? But the sort of work I do at the moment is incredibly varied, and it's everything from doing just a business card for somebody, which is quite often, up to we've got a job on at the moment for Royal Mail where they asked us to basically wallpaper one of their huge letter sorting machines in coloured vinyl as a health and safety.
I was going to say, was there any reason
for that? Yes, there was, yeah. And this is where I tend to use my trusted associates, in actual fact. I work on my own, basically, but for a long while I've been working with people that I really trust. And we basically work with each other. We swap projects. We work with each other on projects as it's appropriate. And this Royal Mail one, I use the services of some good friends at Shaw Signs down in Broadstairs, who are absolutely fantastic sign makers.
Right.
And they're going to be in the process of doing two more of these machines for us in the near future. But also, it's design and artwork for all brochures, leaflets, posters, anything along those lines.
Prospectuses,
magazines, any sort of advertising. Although what I do have to try and tell clients often is that I am not a marketing expert. I leave that to a person who is a marketing expert or an advertising professional, that sort of thing. I am the hands-on guy, basically,
right,
that does the design, does the artwork, and sees it through to the thing you hold in your hand.
Right.
And that's where I specialise, basically.
Cool. And just, we're kind of fast running out of time, which is a shame, but I just want to come back to
and
something.
He hasn't told you about when he sort of wrapped somebody up in an office once in London, and there was a fire.
Oh, you couldn't get away with that now.
That's another show.
Yeah, we'll have that on the outtake special. No, but I wanted to just touch on your artistic accomplishments, because Jules was sort of saying that you're a painter.
I really enjoy it, actually. I mean, going back to when I first trained as an illustrator, obviously that was a really, really good grounding in learning how to see and draw. But unfortunately, for a long period of time, I did rather leave it alone. When I was starting to use the computers, that sort of thing. And actually, I did reach a point where I think I'd suffered from a sort of a white paper phobia, where it was so long since I'd done any that I was almost afraid to go back and do it, thinking I couldn't do it anymore. But when as Jules said, the Horsebridge exhibition came along, and Nina said, "Oh, come on, Ken, why don't you give it a go?" And I thought, you know what, it's probably one chance I can have. I've got a deadline, I know I've got to do some work. And did it, and I was so glad, you know, that I did, because I actually managed to do more work in about the 6 weeks up to that than I've done for years. But thoroughly enjoyed it.
So your artwork, is it watercolour, oil?
Yeah, it is watercolour. I don't do oil.
It doesn't do gutters.
No, we work that out.
Or drains.
Yeah.
But, I like working in watercolour particularly, and I work with... A limited palette, that's just six colours, and by putting the six colours together you get any colour you want.
Alright, cool.
And it creates a fantastically sort of coordinated uniform colour palette when you're using it.
Right, okay.
And certainly something that I want to do more of, and try oils, try all sorts of other media really. and also more photography is something that I want to get into as well.
Well, we've got an opportunity for you later.
You have.
Yeah, because Ken's going to do some photos of us for Jules to embarrass me with on Facebook as normal.
Eating.
Now, I'm studiously avoiding everything. I haven't put anything near my mouth, because the minute I pick something up, there'll be a click and a flash, and I'll be straight on Facebook. I know that.
On
so
eBay.
I'll be straight on eBay.
Even
yeah.
I haven't
yeah,
done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be long before you put me on eBay either.
Don't
worry, I'll show you first. Ken, look, it's lovely to talk to you as always, and it's really, really fascinating. Give us a shout for your website.
It's at www.charismadesign.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. Please feel free to stay for the rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
We'd love to have you here.
Do stay and heckle, Ken.
Yeah. And we're going to play some tunage now.
Thank you, Jules.
And we're going to play a special request from Ken.
Oh, the lovely yeah. Ken. Has he brought his guitar in? Because he's also...
No, he's not playing it.
He's also quite a rock god, you know.
I'd heard this.
Yeah.
No, he's asked for a bit of Bruce Hornsby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very Kenish.
So this is just for Ken.
And Nina.
And Ken and Nina.
Yeah.
A bit of Bruce Hornsby, the way it is.
Nina, who got attacked by a lobster.
Yeah. This will make her feel better.
The way it was.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Never change. That's just the way it is.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back to kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 29th, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Jules Serkin. That was a bit of Bruce Hornsby, the way it is.
Yeah, very very Ken Lloyd, that was.
Yeah, apparently we have had some people try to call in, but there's been a bit of a problem. So we'll see. Well, you know, if somebody else wants to give it a try, we'll go with it. It's 01303
874998.
That's the one.
01303 874998.
Yeah, so give it a try. I've got a couple of tweets to read out, and then I think we'll talk to our next guest.
We will, if she can put down the cookies.
Drag the cookies away. A couple of things. Basically, Cobra Risk, you know, the guys that you were talking to earlier, Jules. They say, afternoon, Paul and Jules. We'd just like to say that we are listening in today and tweeting from our new account, and they need some followers. So please follow them. That's Cobra_Risk. They're really nice guys, and they also say, will you, Jules, really?
Well, answer his email.
Yeah.
Of course I will. It's on my Big Mac's in at ServiceWeb with Steve Clayton.
Yeah, so there you go. So, yeah, she will.
I will.
We've also had...
I need is a PA, actually, if anyone's listening. Please, in Whitstable.
Geraldine Spears. Hi, Business Bunker. I'm a virtual PA working with event companies.
There she is.
Are you ready for Christmas? Oh, I see what you mean.
By magic, I said I need a PA, and there you read out
the
virtual PA.
Yeah, job done.
I want a real one in my office, not a virtual.
All right, okay.
Because otherwise I'd use Maggie, of course.
Okay, or you could use Geraldine.
Other
VAs are available.
Yes.
Oh, now we've got hundreds of tweets now.
Don't complain, Mr. Bunker. You asked them to tweet you.
Yes, I know,
You see, you're one of those half-glass people, aren't you?
Yeah, Billy Dean has said...
Like a pop star.
Has spoken to Ken many times, very helpful person. If you have an idea, don't be scared to talk to him. So, absolutely.
Ken's snapping away now with his Nikon.
Yeah, good. And
breathe in, Paul.
Okay, and Cobra Risk are telling us Thursday, the 12th of July, is Armed Forces Day at Folkestone Racecourse. And the Cobra Boys are raising money for Help for Heroes with big military displays and vehicles. So get along to that. That's Folkestone Racecourse at by Western Hanger Railway Station, isn't
probably.
It? Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. That's the
is
whole
it
point.
Not?
No, it's not. It's at Newing Green. You look like a horse. Yeah, don't nag.
Why the long face?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's at Newing Green. It's by Western Hanger Railway Station, Folkestone Racecourse. On the 12th of July is Armed Forces Day, and the guys from Cobra Risk, that's John and Nick, are raising money for Help for Heroes.
I've just had a shock horror moment because I've just looked at our body language, Ken. Don't move, Paul. Look at our body language, Ken.
What? I'm a little teapot.
No, we've both got our hands on our hips at each other.
Yeah, I know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, exasperated.
Going into one.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Could we not do a vox pop at the Folkestone races?
Possibly. We're going to do an outside broadcast from the Ken and Medway show.
We've got to lose weight before we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're running out of time. Anyway, Ken's going to sort that with his camera. Oh, dear.
Photoshop.
Now I've pulled my thing out now, look.
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
Can you please not do that?
That's better. Billy Dean says, lovely song. That would be the Bruce Hornsby one, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And guess what? You'll be shocked. You'll be absolutely stunned by this. Alan Noak. Guess. Just have a guess. Just off the top of your head.
Right.
Who do you think's the top of the world's most expensive link? Just guess.
Oh, it's not Jobs in Kent.
No.
It's not Jobs in Surrey.
No.
Not the Business Bunker.
No, it's Anthony Gray Clocks.
Oh, not
for
again.
For the 9,973rd consecutive day, Anthony Gray Clocks are top of the world's most expensive link, which now stands at 550
quid. And do we think this is a fix?
No, I think it's just their overachievers. Anyway,
haven't been on the mindfulness at work, obviously. They're striving.
Billy's just had a rethink about his last tweet as well.
Right.
He said, well, I thought I did, but I think I preferred a two-pack version, not Bruce Hornsby.
I'm getting a bit worried because Ken's going for my profile. I don't really like my profile.
Oh.
Yeah, he's getting my profile.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, look,
we're going
to talk to our next guest before we run out of time here.
Let's.
It's my absolute pleasure to welcome Dawn Russell today of Dawn Russell Consulting. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You were telling me before we came on air that you wanted to talk about some charity stuff that we were going to do. Do you want to do that first? Or?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Give us a shout for that.
Okay. My niece, Lara Filmer, is going to be doing a skydive with the Red Devils on the 7th of June, and it's for a really worthwhile cause. It's the Silver Lining, who help to... So their aim is to help people with brain injury rebuild their lives by helping others. So if I just read this little bit, because it's easier to say what they say. It says, we are a group of like-minded individuals who aim to improve the quality of life of all those affected by brain injury. Our work at the Silver Lining aims to engage the brain injured with the wider community in such a way which invigorates, motivates and rehabilitates so they can discover a sense of purpose and added meaning to their lives.
Cool.
So Lara is doing the skydive on the 7th of June.
Okay.
She needs to raise £500
right.
To do that. And as I say, it's a really, really worthwhile cause.
It really is.
She's got a page on Just Giving, and
right.
I believe it's Lara Filmer, but I can confirm that.
How do we spell Filmer?
It's F-I-L-M-E-R.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Dawn. If you can confirm that, what we'll do is we'll put all the links on the Kent Business Radio website, and then we'll tweet it out so that people know to find it, and we'll all pile in there and donate some money.
That'd be great. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, brilliant. No, that's fantastic. And what was her name again? Laura?
Lara Filmer.
Lara.
She's a local businesswoman as well. She's
okay.
a hair salon. Hair by Lara.
Oh, right, okay.
Where is she based?
Ashford.
All right.
Entice in Ashford. And she's the one that I knew how raccoon hair extensions were.
Oh, I remember, yes. Raccoon.
I do remember that, yeah.
Raccoon tails.
Yeah, blimey. David Crockett, yeah. Okay.
I tell you what, it's quite a perk having a niece that's a hairdresser, isn't it?
It is. It's really
yeah, it is
good.
For me
yes.
anyway.
Yeah. What every woman needs.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you for that. We'll the bunker will certainly be supporting that. And if you give us the details, we'll put it on the website.
Okay, great.
So tell us a bit about Dawn and Dawn's business.
Right. Okay. I set up my business in 2010, the end of the year, and it is our aim to help organisations streamline and improve their businesses to become more effective, to give a better customer service. Most companies know that they need to improve but don't know where to start.
Absolutely.
And some think it's just about the technology and it's going to be really, really expensive, but it's actually not. So it's about meeting with the people within the business to find out their problems, to find out what they need to improve their business and to give them the methods of doing that. So it could be speaking to staff in the business to find out what their problems are.
Sure.
And then making sure that whatever issues they're facing... it can be resolved. So it could end up with something like customer relationship management software. It could end up with electronic document management. They might have paper mountains everywhere that they could actually be better off accessing that information remotely. So, you know, everybody, me as well, I come out, like today I came down here. I thought I had your email with your address on it on my iPhone. It's on my emails at home. It's obviously been taken off the server. So, you know, it's that sort of problem.
Yeah.
We'll face it every day.
Yeah.
So it would just be, it makes people's lives better. And when you've got happy staff, you've got a happy business, and you've got very, very happy customers that keep coming back to you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What fascinated me in what you were saying there, and this is me being cynical after a lifetime of messing around with corporates.
You are like Mr. Cynical.
It was what you actually said was that you actually go and talk to the staff and find out what their problems are.
Yeah.
And that is just so unique. It's unbelievable. And that I know that sounds cynical, but that is the reality. People on the front line of organisations normally have a pretty 99% feel of the issues, the things that are wrong, the things that don't work, and the things that annoy their customers. But do they ever get asked? No, they don't. Do they ever get listened to? No, they don't.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of these corporations will bring in a big team of consultants who have got a pre-formatted answer that they're going to implement, and they're going to implement it no matter what.
Yeah.
And what you find is that the frontline people go, but that doesn't address the problems we've got, and then they are not committed to it, and the initiative falls apart. So I was really pleased to hear what you said, that what you do is all about engaging the frontline people and understanding how they see and perceive the problem.
It's
absolutely right.
Talking to the people that actually run the business, because you might have a business owner, they don't actually run the business. It's their baby.
Yeah.
But if you talk to the people on the front line, they do know what the problems are.
Yeah.
And like you say, executive teams, boards, yeah, they all have a vested interest, but they don't actually make the business run.
Mm.
So, yeah, that is, I suppose, what we do differently is that we do it from the customer end and then go back to the executive.
Yeah.
So we find out what the issues are, go back and then tell them, you know, what the problems are, what they're facing, and the solutions that they can have to address those problems.
Okay. In the process of doing that, do you ever find a reluctance from management to actually face the issues that you bring to them?
Yes, absolutely. Quite often, although they need to change, they think that they know better than the people on the ground.
Yep.
They think the people on the ground are just moaning for the sake of it, that they're not really facing those issues. But if you actually listen to them and then go back to the managers and get the managers to listen, which is a really hard part, and the executive team and the board members, because quite often, if there's money involved...
Money and change, the two things that people...
Which is another reason to get the staff on board really, really early, because if you can get them to buy into it, then you're onto a win-win situation.
Mm.
What was your background, Dawn? How did you get into this? Because it's an amazing career, really.
I started off in London many years ago at management consultancies.
Right.
Don't say those words.
So Arthur Anderson type people.
I worked with a small management consultancy called IT World for a long, long time. We did projects like Buy IT and Tick IT. They were quite well known in their time, but that was Department of Trade and Industry projects to raise awareness of software and software purchases and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And then I went to work for PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Right.
Never heard of them.
And I worked there for 5 years, working on different projects to enable organisations to improve their customer service, so whatever it required to do that. And quite often it was bespoke work. It wasn't, you know, something out of a box. And then from there, I took maternity leave, and then I was offered a redundancy package that I couldn't afford to say no to.
Mm.
And then I went to work for social housing.
Right.
Where I worked for...
That's a big change.
Big change. Yes, going from a corporate environment into social housing was a little bit like going from a Ferrari to a Fiat 500, I think.
Mm.
I mean, trying to drive through change in social environments is very difficult as well because they're quite woolly.
Mm.
You know, you haven't got people at the top saying, yes, let's go on and do it and do it. You've got people saying, actually, we need to run it through this committee and that committee before we can actually make the changes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's sort of in a nutshell where I came from and where I am now to set up my business in 2010.
Right, okay.
So we've got, at the moment, three people. There's myself, a lady that was working with us called Ali Gibbons. She does performance, director performance management and business performance management. So if there are issues with the strategic direction of the company, we can help with that as well. And we've got a web developer. And myself, I do web development and project management and got my fingers in most pies, actually. So, yeah. That's where we are. We've got.
You're a very talented lady, aren't you? With lots of different strings to your bow.
Try not to mention pies on the lunchtime show.
Yeah. You got me going.
There are waffles, waffles and cookies.
It is fascinating. Many years ago, I worked as a management consultant as well, and I did a project for a very large organisation. I've got to be careful. I don't identify them. they were involved in the world of human resources, but they were a very big company.
Write it down.
And no. And and basically, I was engaged to do a lot of work on various projects, and the work that I did was very well accepted internally, and lots of people were raving about some of the stuff I did. And the chief executive called me in and said, I've heard really brilliant things about the turnaround that you've done in various areas of the business. I want you to do a project for me. I want you to go out and understand the single biggest thing that's holding us back. And I want to know what it is. Whatever it is, I want you to go out, find out what that is, and then put together a plan to deal with it.
Right.
Have a guess what the problem was.
Management.
It was him.
It was him.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where I went. I mean, this was a 30,000-person organisation.
Mm.
Now, I didn't speak to all 30,000 people, but after quite a considerable number of them, I got the idea. And I actually went and I went to do the presentation, and he wanted me to do a presentation to the board. And I said to him, actually, I think what we might do is just discuss it first. And he went, no, I just, you know, there's no secrets here. And I said, no, I really do think we'll discuss it first. Find a format for how we're going to handle it and then present it to the board. And he went, so just me and him sat in his office and I went, it's you. You're the problem, mate. And this is why you're a problem. And I went through all the feedback and he went, I'll pay you off you go. And that was that. Yeah, I've never worked for him again since. And, you know, which didn't surprise me. But
I did do something similar.
Yeah.
I was in an organisation where we did 360 reviews. I was on part of the management team. And my review had to be on the chief executive. So the review came back that he didn't listen to his staff and wasn't interested in them. I'm not sure if it was a result of it, but 3 months later, our whole department was disbanded.
It happens, doesn't it?
So they say, don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But they do, you know, and that's why I was so fascinated by what Dawn does and her approach to what she does, because that syndrome is so prevalent, especially in big corporates, that it's almost a forlorn task. You know, it's why you never get buy-in from the staff to things like that, because they just get very cynical about it. Because they think, you know, you're not going to... I mean, years ago...
You're not going to change anything.
Years ago, one more funny story. I know we're listening to Dawn rather than me. But years and years ago, I was a VP at Citibank. And we hired McKinsey's, the management consultant, to do a review, yeah, about how to cut costs. And the kind of stuff they came up with was ridiculous. We had a free staff canteen. They suggested making the plates smaller.
Oh, yeah.
So people didn't eat as much.
So buy a load more plates.
Yeah. So they it cost them $80,000 to buy smaller plates. And all we did is we went in the canteen and got two plates.
Yeah. And go back again.
And you go, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't know if you read very recently, I think it was in the newspaper yesterday, but the guy that's just stepped down as chief executive of Tesco's, what they found out was when he became chief director of some sort, what he found was he went out and spoke to a vast amount of their customers about how their stores operated and found that the customers could not only save them money because they didn't like the way the stores were laid out or lit or anything like that. So they listened to their customers. Their customers then started coming back to the shops, buying more stuff from them. And they were, obviously Tesco's were very happy about it. The customers were very happy about it. It just shows it actually pays.
It does, you know.
And the other thing about it is it doesn't necessarily work out as an expensive option.
No.
If you start your business early enough, if you start on the right route with the right systems in place, it doesn't necessarily then mean 5 years down the line you've got whole operating systems to change, whole processes to change, whole mindsets to change.
Mm.
It is, you know, either end of the scale, it is a very worthwhile practice to put into place.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The thing is people get terrified, don't they? They think by listening, somebody's going to tell them something they don't want to hear, and therefore they're going to be stuck with having to implement something they don't like hearing. But, you know, that's just how you handle stuff. It really is short-sighted to not listen to your frontline staff and your customers. It is really short-sighted. Mm. Now, they might not always tell you exactly what you want to hear. What the task is to take on board what they've said and then deconstruct it and understand what they're getting at and what they mean and how they feel about it. You might not implement it in exactly the way that they described it to you.
No.
What you're trying to do is get an underlying feel for what the meaning of it is. Yeah?
Yeah.
And just as an example of that, we've had a response from Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the psychologist.
Yes.
Dr. Nick Green, when you were asking about our body language.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
What, hands on, both, we had both hands, we were mirroring each other,
says,
exactly.
Hands on hips are a sign of competition to make yourself bigger and dominant. Love,
ooh.
Dr. Nick. Yeah.
Ooh. So you and I were vying.
We were.
Yeah, no, but I only had one and you only had one.
Yeah.
Up.
We were only half doing it.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Cool. Anyway, look, we...
Thank you, Dr. Nick, for that.
Yeah, thank you. That was
we'll
really interesting.
We'll have to get you in,
yeah.
And you can watch our body language.
Yeah, no. And he said, I won. Paul was better. No, he didn't. But he would have done. So,
You're better just because you're older. More experience.
That's better. Anyway, back to Dawn. So the kind of...
I just thought of the song we should play next time she's on. It's a new dawn.
Anyway, I'm trying to talk sensible.
Sorry,
here.
It just came to me.
I haven't got much time left. Is there any particular organisations you're working with a lot? Do you work in any particular segment, any particular sector, or is it across the board?
It's across the board. I don't do manufacturing because right. that then tends to be lean manufacturing processes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really office-based operations.
Yeah.
Anybody that has problems with the way they are interacting with their customers, if they're using lots of, if they have lots of paper, if they've got lots of processes, if they really don't know where to start with their processes, if they know that they need some technology to help them. So, no, it isn't sector-based.
Right.
As I said, most recently I've been working with housing associations, but right. That's a completely different field as far as I'm concerned, because there's different processes that need to be in place for them.
Sure.
But smaller businesses, as I said earlier, because, you know, the sooner you start putting the right technology and processes in place, the sooner you can grow your business, because
yeah.
that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Growing
yeah.
your business. You could be stagnant at the moment because you're not freeing up your staff to get you more business. And then larger companies that are looking to streamline, who haven't got those processes in place again because they've grown organically. So any size business, probably small to medium. I probably wouldn't go into large corporates.
Right.
Not yet, anyway.
We will do.
Yes,
yeah. We will do.
Yeah. But actually, it's funny you should say that, because actually I think there's a lot more to be gained enjoyment-wise from your work, from working with SMEs, because they are much more inclined to take on board what you're saying and try to do it.
Yeah.
The trouble with big corporates is things get bogged down for years. You can go and do a project with a big corporate. You produce a strategic report. They'll go away for 6 months and think about it.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back and ask you to implement something completely different. Or, you know, they'll go, oh, yeah, no, that was really good, but all the management changed, so we want to do something completely different now. So it's a bit, you know, unfulfilling doing that. But with SMEs, it's more direct, it's more hands-on, and you can see what you're doing. And the beauty of it is you can see how effective what you're doing is for those people.
And you can see the change in the staff because they become more... they're happier to go to work. They're more involved in the business because they feel that people are listening to them. And it drives the business forward.
Absolutely.
When you feel listened to.
Absolutely.
Communication.
You know, most things come down to that, don't they?
Yeah.
Most things in life come down to feeling that somebody's paying attention to how you feel and what you're saying.
Yeah.
In almost any kind of relationship you care to think about, that is the bottom line of it. Does the person I'm in this relationship, whatever type of relationship it is, feel that, you know, I'm being listened to and I'm being paid attention to and I'm being valued and respected for who I am as a person?
Yeah.
Possibly. You also get a situation where you get a business that starts off small with a small team of people, and you end up reaching a critical mass, a number of people, where you suddenly start to get factions of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen that happen so many times.
Yeah.
And it can destroy you. Really can when that happens, can't it?
It used to be one of my pet subjects, Ken. That was one of my big things, and I still talk about it in a slightly different context. But there is a huge amount of psychological data about the optimum size of groupings of human beings. And once you surpass 150 people, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And there was a great experiment back in the late 1980s, perpetrated by a chap called Percy Barnevik. And Percy was a Swede that ran a company called Brown Boveri, Azia Brown Boveri. They were a large kind of oil field supply, a massive conglomerate. And what he did when Percy took over is he had read this psychological data, and the company had 80,000 employees, and he split the company up into operating companies of no more than 100 people each, and then gave them autonomy to run. And that company went from strength to strength to strength, and is still going. In fact, I'll tell you who they own: Caterpillar Trucks and people like that.
Yeah,
they're a massive, massive Swiss-based company, and they still operate that way with autonomous divisions that are never allowed to grow over 100 people. Once you get more than that, they split it in two, like an amoeba. So you're absolutely right, you know, Ken, it's spot on. You know, human relationships can only work to a certain level, and then they fractionalise.
When you find that as well in organisations, that they start to silo.
Yeah.
So that they automatically do it, but the problem is then they're not talking to each other.
Yeah.
So if you don't split off and become your own company, then the organisation isn't working effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. kind of last question, because we're running out of time, and it's a real shame, because, you know, these are subjects that I'm really keen on as well, and I think they're fascinating subjects, because for all the will in the world, for all the time we've been going with things like this, all this kind of stuff is still done badly by the vast majority of companies, who just get focused on what they're trying to do on a day-to-day basis and lose the sight of the bigger picture of how they interact in the world. This might be a horrible question, and just ignore it if it is. But in your experience, Dawn, is there any set of things that you come across more often, you know, as issues to deal with, where you go, oh, it's that old chestnut again? Is there anything that you think, oh, here we go, that's the one that all people always get wrong? Or is it not?
When you're implementing change.
Yeah, yeah.
I think generally the problem is because the staff haven't been talked to, the staff then say, I'm actually not going to come on board with this. Mm. You might be putting something in. I'm not going to take part of it. So I think that part of the change is the chestnut that you come up against time and time again. And then if you start talking about change management in inverted commas, people just go, oh, you know, here we go again.
Well, we've tried change that.
For change's sake. Yeah. But you actually have to do it, and you have to put it through in a way that is where the benefits are obvious to the people that it's going to affect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not to the management who, you know, all they're interested in, and quite rightly probably, is the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to do both. It's got to affect the management and the staff. They've got to have the bottom line to grow. The business has got to grow. But the staff have got to feel safe, and they've got to feel the benefits of it as well.
Absolutely. So, cool. Look, Dawn, we could talk about this forever. I'm afraid we're out of time now. We've only got a few minutes left of the show. Okay. Give us a shout for your website.
It's dawnrussell.org.uk.
That's Dawn Russell, that's all one word,
.org.uk.
That link is on Kent Business Radio website.
That's a double S and a double L, isn't it,
Dawn
Russell?
Yeah.
And the link's on our website as well if you want to find Dawn and talk to her. Dawn, for the moment, thank you for joining us. Feel free to spend the last 3 minutes with us joining in, but for the moment, thank you so much indeed. It's been lovely to have you. The biscuits look delicious, although I managed to avoid eating any of them.
I've eaten quite a few. I've still got
You're on cookies.
But it was making too much noise.
Jules is implementing a cookie management program. But for the moment, Dawn, thank you for joining us. Absolute
thank you for
pleasure
inviting me.
No, absolute pleasure.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Cool. Brilliant. We've got very little time left. There's hundreds of tweets
I've
that I haven't...
I've got about 95 press releases here to read.
And I've got loads. We didn't get the phone
call. Sorry if we haven't read
We didn't get
out.
The phone call. I just want to quickly do this email, if I may, Joe, because I think it was who was trying to ring in and tell us about it. So it was a quick, hi, Paul, Jules, Ken Lloyd and Dawn Russell. Good luck with the show. Been thrilling so far. The deadline for installing solar PV photovoltaic panels and benefiting from the current feed-in tariff has been extended to the 1st of August 2012.
Is that Smithy?
Yeah. This gives us an extended window of opportunity to get some installation done and homeowners and businesses benefiting from free electricity and the current tariff levels for years to come.
Well, I want some.
Yeah. There's a load of reasons why you should do it. We haven't got time to read them all out now. I know Mark tried to ring in and tell us about it, so maybe you can do that next week. But if you want to find out anything about it, there's a couple of websites you can go to, which is www.freesolarpvpanels.co.uk. I'll do that again, freesolarpvpanels.co.uk.
That's F-R-E-E, not T-H-R-E-E. Listener.
Free.
Because he is from Tooting.
I'm from West London, not East London. We don't say free for
don't
free.
You?
There, now. I talk okay.
Proper.
No, I don't talk proper, but I talk okay. Free, F-R-E-E, as in Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say Willy on the air.
Oh.
I've told you.
Not as in Free
or
Willy,
moist.
Then. Yeah, as in free, costing nothing. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that free. Kind of thing. Free solar panels, freesolarpvpanels.co.uk, or you can go on to the made-in-kent.co.uk website, and there's a link there.
They love that.
Or there's
hyphens.
A link on our website. So do follow up with that if you're looking to reduce your electricity and energy
costs.
It
seems like a no-brainer. I want to do it, but I'm too near the sea, apparently. Mine would corrode. Can you stop reading the tweets?
Oh, I'm sorry, but people are joining in with what Dawn was saying. She started a big debate about all these things now, and they're all commenting, and it's important that she hears what they're saying, because it's interesting. Neville Gaunt has said... So what you're saying is the best way to get change led by the staff is for them to become like customers. Yeah, fairly much that's true, Neville, yeah.
That's very profound, Neville.
Okay, yeah. And Neville also says there are over 35,000 books, papers, and articles on leadership. You'd think that people understood it by now, wouldn't you? But they don't. Yeah, he's absolutely right.
I'm wondering how Dawn runs her house. You know, the family.
Yeah.
Do you listen and do you
do.
Do you guide and?
No, you never look,
have little meetings.
No, you don't understand management consultancy. Implement. Don't do what I do. Do what I say. Goodness sake!
She did make a chopping signal with her hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Guiding doesn't work.
I haven't got. There's lots of people now talking about it amongst themselves. So we'll let them carry on with that, and you can read an email.
Okay, networking lunch. How to get published in local media? This is from KRN. It's Friday, the 1st of June. Join us for a popular networking lunch. It's at 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. You can mix business with pleasure. Two-course lunch, glass of wine. Guest speaker is Laura Archer. Hello, Laura. From KRN Media. Call Cheryl 01843 579999. And it's only £13.50 per person. Thank you for that, Cheryl.
Brilliant. A couple more tweets. Another new listener. Blimey, we've got loads of new listeners today. Helter Skelter. Hi, Paul. Helter Skelter Children's Indoor Play Centre. A wonderful facility in the heart of Broadstairs. Do you know, that's really funny. Someone...
You dispatched
to go. No, there's loads of spooky things happening to me at the moment. Somebody said to me yesterday, do you know what we haven't got in Kent? We haven't got any children's play centres. They're all rubbish. There's nothing there. Well, there you go. Helter Skelter in Broadstairs. And you can find out about Helter Skelter by ringing them on 01843 600 140. That's 01843 600 140. Helter Skelter play.
I've got one here, Paul. I've got to be read out because it's tomorrow. Frankie Goodman. You remember Frankie?
Yes, yep, yep.
It's, can you please read, hi, Paul and Jules. Can you please read this out on the show as the event launch will be on the following days? That's manana. Wednesday, 30th of May, 12:30 to 2 at the French Connection in Ashford.
Yep.
OCC.
And that's by Orbital Park, yep.
Yeah, Orbital Corporate Connection. It's a launch. It's a free social event for people who are serious about business and making new connections. 40 seconds, no 40 seconds or speakers. We're just encouraging local business to come together in a relaxed environment. I'm gabbling this because we're running out of time.
We're fast running out of time.
There's Kent's own chocolate company, Artisan du Chocolat, who have stores in Selfridges and Notting Hill. They'll be supplying their guests with free samples, so that's where it's going. Please confirm booking by emailing Frankie, I-E at the end, at mformotherpr-it.co.uk. That's Frankie Goodman, website mpr-it.co.uk. Thanks, Frankie.
Okay. We've had quite a few tweets of people saying they've been trying to ring in and that it's not being transferred properly. There's something definitely going wrong because the phone hasn't been ringing here.
We're really sorry about that.
So I don't know what's going on. Maybe we got the wrong number or something. We'll try and sort it out
perhaps
for next week.
No, I've checked the number. 01303 874 998.
Well, people are saying they're ringing it and whoever's answering it's not transferring them, but the phone hasn't rung at all as far
Mr.
as I can see.
Mr. Wimble's out there looking very relaxed.
Yeah, and we could hear the phone anyway. So
do you think the alpacas chewed the line?
I reckon the alpacas have hijacked.
Yeah.
Our incoming lines.
Yeah.
They climbed up those telegraph poles again.
Yep.
And diverted the lines over to their stables.
Have you seen the price of the alpaca socks next door? I was going to go and buy some, but they're like £20 or something.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, Janice Watton says Janice has said my niece loves Helter Skelter. It's brilliant over there. It's a great place to take the kids. So there you go. Bit of testimonial as well.
I think our sons might be a bit old.
Okay, and, I don't know, they'd probably, they'd go mad in there. And we also had, excellent interview with Dawn, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hooray.
So that was nice.
Thank you.
Where's that from?
Neville Gaunt.
Neville, Ken is now sulking.
we got loads. I can't read them all out. There's far too many. There's loads and loads and loads. But they're
we've all got no time.
They're all talking about all that kind of stuff. And we've got no time. I've got hundreds of emails left. How many emails you got?
I've got about 15.
Yeah, I've got about 10 here as well.
There's no point because we'll just gabble them.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that we haven't had time.
Yeah. Some of mine can wait because they're for dates further in the future.
Yeah.
It's a longer show.
Yeah. Well,
we used to go, didn't we? We did a 2-hour one before.
I've done a 3-hour one before as well.
You did nod off in the middle of it.
I did fall asleep, yeah. They had to come and wake
me up.
I've
got a couple here praising Business Bunker, but we'll have to do it next week.
No, go on, do that one. You've got 30 seconds,
I
do it quickly.
Time.
No, I like feedback.
This is from Julia and Tony Gray.
Oh, I met Tony at the South East Business Show.
He says, thanks. Julia would like to say thank you to the excellent networking results she's had because of Business Bunker. She's had some excellent leads and influential followers on Twitter. Excellent networking as a result of Business Bunker and B2B South East and the Whitstable Tweet Up. Good advice and help from B2B South East exhibitors, including a way forward to try to reclaim an old business bad debt. So she's had a great week and apparently huge praise for her translation in Turkish from a local Kemp firm, Medical Engineering Technologies Limited.
Cool. Brilliant. Well, look, we've reached the end of the show. I've just had a tweet explaining the telephone system. What's happening is people are getting confused because when they ring, they answer the phone out there as Marsh Media, which is the name of the company that's based in the front of us.
Oh, they don't say Business Bunker.
And then, so people don't think they're on the Business Bunker, well, so they ring off.
Well, why don't they say?
I don't know.
Speak to the Business
anyway,
Bunker.
We'll get it sorted out for next week. Yeah. Anyway, so those of you that tried to ring, apologies for that. You can ring us next week.
I think you've been cut off.
Yeah, but we've had thousands of tweets. We've got loads of emails you couldn't read. But you've been listening to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 29th, for me, Paul Andrews, the lovely Jill Serkin, and our fantastic guest, Mr. Ken Lloyd of Charisma Design, and Dawn Russell of Dawn Russell Consulting.
And a couple of lobsters.
And we've had some lobsters, some alpacas, some body language, and loads of other things. Thank you for joining us all. Have a fantastic week. We will be back next week with a full lineup of guests. And just last thing is a big thank you for today's show sponsors, 10by10labs.com. So enjoy your week, and we'll...